In this bulletin, a record number of new COVID-19 cases in the United Kingdom. At least 5 dead in a powerful earthquake in central Croatia. And in sport, the Sydney Cricket Ground to keep the New Year's test. With the latest SBS News, I'm Sarah Shalala. The United Kingdom has recorded more than 53,000 new cases of COVID-19, with hospitals in England and Wales treating more coronavirus patients now than at the peak of the first wave in April. The record number of new infections is putting pressure on the British government to impose tighter restrictions. Dr. David Nicol from the UK Doctors Association says the stories he's hearing from frontline medical workers are horrifying.
I cannot emphasise enough the gravity of the situation and that people must follow the rules, okay? It's fantastic news about the vaccines, but, you know, that is the, in itself is the biggest logistical exercise this country has ever faced in health, okay? It makes walking on the moon seem like walking in the park.
At least 5 people have been killed and 20 injured in a powerful 6.3 earthquake in central Croatia. The same area was struck by a 5.2 quake a day earlier. The quake has caused extensive damage in Petrinja, southeast of the capital Zagreb, with Mayor Darinko Dumbović saying half of the town has been demolished.
Ovdje se nema riječi, ovo je katastrofa, ovo je taka nepogoda kako ne može se čovjek zamisliti.
This is a disaster. This is a disaster one cannot imagine. You can't imagine this because when you see that you are fighting for your life, when you take a small child out of the car and you run for safety. I don't know if people in houses are alive or dead. Half of the city has been demolished. Our kindergarten has been demolished. Our court is demolished too. A lot of things were demolished.
In March, Zagreb was hit by a strong earthquake that caused substantial damage, killed 1 person and injured at least 27 others. The vice president-elect in the United States, Kamala Harris, has received a first dose of the Moderna COVID-19 vaccine in front of the media. She's urging all Americans to get vaccinated as soon as they're able.
I trust the scientists, and it is the scientists who created and approved this vaccine. So I urge everyone, when it is your turn, get vaccinated. It's about saving your life, the life of your family members, and the life of your community.
Australia has recorded its first case of the South African coronavirus variant. Queensland Health Minister Yvette Dath says the individual is one of 2 new cases, both international arrivals in hotel quarantine.
One overseas individual who arrived in Queensland on the 22nd of December has tested positive for the new South African variant. This will be the first positive case of the South African variant in Australia. We have seen other jurisdictions record a UK variant, but this is the first time the South African one has been identified in Australia.
The individual infected with the new variant has since been transferred to Sunshine Coast University Hospital for treatment. Designer Pierre Cardin has died at the age of 98. Cardin's designs revolutionized fashion in the 1950s and 60s, and his name became a global brand with it licensed to a large range of products. British fashion writer Justine Picardi got to interview Cardin last year.
He was extraordinary. I mean, I was very, very lucky. I interviewed him as part of a book that I'm writing about Dior, and he was nearly 100, but his memory for very precise elements of clothes that he had made and designed remained completely intact.
To sport now, and the Sydney Cricket Ground will retain the third test of the Border Gavaskar series between Australia and India, also known as the New Year's Test. The decision comes after marathon talks between Cricket Australia and state governments following the coronavirus outbreak in Sydney's north. Queensland's border closure to New South Wales complicated the third test remaining in Sydney, but some exemptions will be made. Queensland Chief Health Officer Jeanette Young says players and staff will have to go straight into hotel quarantine and can only leave the hotel for training and playing the match itself. The third test in Sydney is set to get underway on January 7 before the series finale takes place from January 15 at the Gabba in Brisbane. And now for a look at today's weather. Perth, very hot and mostly sunny, 39 degrees. Adelaide, partly cloudy, 28. Melbourne, similar conditions and 23. Hobart, showers developing, 21. Canberra, cloudy, 24. Wollongong, a shower or two, 21. Sydney, much the same, 22. Newcastle, showers and 23. Brisbane, a shower or two, 27. Cairns, showers, 32. And Darwin, showers with a possible storm, 32 degrees. I'm Sarah Shalala and this is SBS News.